That's the sixth day of retreat. On the sixth day, she says, "Oh my God, I'm ready to accept your will in every detail, whatever it may be. However you may direct me, I will bless you. Whatever you ask of me, I will do with the help of your grace. Whatever your holy will regarding me might be, I accept it with my whole heart and soul, taking no account of what my corrupt nature tells me." Another paragraph. "Once, when I was passing by a group of people, I asked the Lord if they were all in a state of grace, because I did not feel his sufferings. Jesus says, "Because you do not feel my sufferings, it does not follow that they must be all in the state of grace. At times, I allow you to be aware of the condition of certain souls, and I give you the grace of suffering solely because I used you as instrument of their conversion." So at times you feel something. It's a Jesus asked her to do some sacrifice for that soul. But not always. But it doesn't mean the other soul is very clean. Faustina says, "Where there's genuine virtue, there must be sacrifice as well. One's whole life must be a sacrifice. It's only by means of sacrifice the souls can become useful. It is my self-sacrifice which, in my relationship with my neighbor, can give glory to God. But God's love must flow from this sacrifice, because everything is concentrated in this love and takes its value from it." So you sacrifice, but of the heart for Jesus, for the Lord. Not just, you know, because you have to suffer and you suffer. It doesn't help much. You need to have the spiritual, supernatural love. Jesus says, "Bear in mind that when you come out of this retreat, I shall be dealing with you as with a perfect soul. I want to hold you in my hand, in a pliant tool, perfectly adapted to the completion of my works." Faustina says, "O Lord, you who penetrates my whole being in the most sacred depth of my soul, you see that I desire you alone and long only for the fulfillment of your holy will. Pay no heed to the difficulties or sufferings or humiliations or to what others might think." Jesus says, "This firm resolution to become a saint is extremely pleasing to me. I bless your efforts and will give you opportunities to sanctify yourself. Be watchful that you lose no opportunity that my providence offers you for sacrifice. If you do not succeed in taking advantage of an opportunity, do not lose your peace, but humble yourself profoundly before me, and with great trust, immerse yourself completely in my mercy. In this way, you gain more than you have lost, because more favor is granted to a humble soul than a soul itself asks for." So at times you might miss many occasions. But Jesus asks, invite her to be patient, accept with humility. It's more worth than you just always, "Oh, my dear, do. You just say sorry and then go ahead. Otherwise, you keep the things in the past, it won't happen. "On the seventh day, I have come to a knowledge of my destiny, that is, an inward certainty that I will attain sanctity. The deep conviction has filled my soul with gratitude to God, and I have given back all the glory to God because I know very well what I am of myself. So whatever she has or she did, all belong to the glory of God. Nothing for herself, nothing kept for herself. We too, whatever we can, is not yours, but the Lord. I'm coming out of this retreat thoroughly transformed by God's love. My soul is beginning a new life, earnestly and courageously. Although outwardly my soul, my life will not change, and no one will notice it, nonetheless, pure love is now the guide of my life, and externally it is mercy, which is its fruit. I feel that I have been totally imbued with God and with this God. I'm going back to my everyday life, so drab, tiresome, and wearying, trusting that He whom I feel in my heart will change this drabness into my personal sanctity. So, in the retreat, she feels very peaceful, close to God. But once coming out to life, normal life, she can guess nothing will change much. You too. When you come to church, when you come before the Blessed Sacrament, the hearts, you know, change, purified in a certain moment. But once you go out back to the place of your work, you know, then you will experience different. But even though the world did not change, I hope that Jesus being in you, you transform it only for the glory of God, whatever you do. In profound silence, close to your merciful heart, my soul is maturing during this retreat. In the clear rays of your love, my soul has lost its darkness and has become a sweet and ripe fruit. Next paragraph. Now I can be wholly useful to the church by my personal sanctity, which drops with life in the whole church, for we all make up one organism in Jesus. That's why I endeavor to make the soil of my heart bear good fruit. Sorry. Although the human eye may perhaps never see it, there will nevertheless come a day when it will become apparent that many souls have been fed and will continue to be fed with this fruit. O eternal love, who enkindle a new life within me, a life of love and of mercy, support me with your grace, so that I may worthily answer your call, so that what you yourself have intended to accomplish in souls through me may indeed be accomplished. Sorry, I'll get you some water. Irritate. It's here. Ready? Oh, thank you. My God, I see the radiance of eternal dawn. My whole soul bounds toward you, O Lord. Nothing any longer holds me back. Nothing ties me to earth. Help me, O Lord, to bear the rest of my days with patience. The sacrifice of my love burns incessantly before your majesty, but so silently that only your divine eye sees it. O God, no other creature is capable of perceiving it. So whatever you're suffering, Jesus knows it. No other people can understand your inner soul. Only Jesus. Oh my God, although so many things occupied me, although I have this work at heart, although I desire the triumph of the church and the salvation of souls, although all the persecutions of your faithful ones affect me, although the fall of each soul is painful to me, yet above and beyond all this, I still have profound peace in my soul, which neither triumphs, the desires, the adversities can disturb, because for me, you are above all dispensations, my Lord and my God. The eighth day, O my God, while calling to mind all your blessings in the presence of your most sacred heart, I felt a need to be particularly grateful for so many graces and blessings from God. I want to plunge myself in thanksgiving before the majesty of God and to continue in this prayer of thanksgiving for 7 days and 7 nights. And although I will outwardly carry out all my duties, my spirit will nonetheless stand continually before the Lord, and all my exercises will be imbued with the spirit of thanksgiving. Each evening, I will kneel for a half an hour in my cell, alone with the Lord. Not in the church, eh? Before his bedside, he kneeled down for half an hour, stay with the Lord. Could be an invitation for you, although you cannot come to the church, but you have your own personal time. Before you rest, can't you stay half an hour with the Lord? Just be silent with the Lord. That's what Stina is doing. As often as I shall awake at night, I shall steep myself in a prayer of thanksgiving, always thanksgiving. Although not many things, you know, very so happily can be accepted because so much suffering, sorrowful things happen in her life. As often I shall awake at night, I shall steep myself in the prayer of the thanksgiving. In this way, I want to repay, at least in some small way, for the immensity of God's blessings. However, in order to make all this more pleasing in the eyes of God and to remove the least shadow of doubt from my mind, I went to my spiritual director and revealed these desires of my soul to him. That is to say, the desire to be steeped in such thanksgiving. I received permission for everything, except that I should not force myself to pray at night should I awaken. Sometimes when she awoke, and then she just stay awake and pray. So the spiritual director stopped her doing this. With great joy, I returned to the convent, and on the next day, I began this great act of thanksgiving for renewing my vows. My soul became thoroughly immersed in God, and there issued from my whole being but one single flame of gratitude and thanksgiving to God. There were not many words, because God's blessings, like a fierce fire, consumed my soul, and all sufferings and sorrows were like wood thrown into the flames, without which fire would not go out. I called out upon all heaven and earth to join me in my act of thanksgiving. The retreat has come to an end. Those beautiful days of communing alone with the Lord Jesus. I made this retreat in the way Jesus wanted me to make it. And as he has told me to on the first day of the retreat, that is, in the deepest peace, I meditate on God's blessings. I have never made a retreat like this before. My soul was more profoundly strengthened by this peace than it would have been by any tremors or emotions. In the rays of the Lord, in the rays of love, I saw everything as it really is. Coming out of this retreat, I feel thoroughly transformed by God's love. So I hope that this spirit will be transformed in a certain sense, if we want to. You know, although we are not do have an 8 days retreat, at least 8 minutes before the Lord, 40 minutes before the Lord, take this grace. Afterwards, I have you a chance to kiss the relic of Faustina after the Eucharist. You have a chance to kiss it, but not for the whole community, because too many people, we cannot hold that, we don't have the time. Since you're a small community, you have this. Later we will put it outside the church, but covered with the glass, so nobody can touch it. Now you can kiss it. Just a special grace from Faustina to help us always be in gratitude.